Thank you for receiving me. I'm Fabien William Auger. I'm a French creative strategist, entrepreneur, author, former boxer, and more.
Podcaster.
Former restaurant owner, the whole nine yards. And I turned in my own neurodivergent journey and into a mission. Let me get right into it. After years in New York, building businesses, restaurants, I realized success meant nothing if I just lose myself in the process. I could get into more details later what means losing yourself.
Let's get right there right now with, you know, seeing okay. With an attitude, you know, I had an experience of losing myself, not taking stock in what I was and what I wanted to become. For you, how did you lose yourself?
Multiple forms, and the first one I would say is I got misunderstood, and I realized later on that I was misunderstood by myself as well. So now I'm trying to build bridges between mental health and technology, and helping people reconnect with their own truth, one small step at a time.
And understanding the sensory consciousness that we have, how do we use technology to help people understand how they can use their own consciousness to find the right place or the right chair?
I'm glad you're asking that question, because that's exactly what inspired Zulni, my reflective journaling app powered by AI and biofeedback.
Yes.
And in a nutshell, Zulni sends daily prompts, reads your emotional tone, and helps you notice patterns in how you think and feel. It's not therapy, but it's what I like to call it, everything that can be, that can arrive before therapy. It's a sort of mirror for your mind, built to help you build self-awareness, track growth, and reset before burnout hits. My vision is to make emotional intelligence as a routine, as checking your messages just 1 minute a day, reset the clock, reset the emotional overwhelm. And there's many tools such as breathing. There's many tools that everybody uses right now, such as, you know, your Fitbit, not trying to promote any brand, but Aura Ring. And it just tells you, okay, I did that many steps today. Okay, you had a spike in your heart rate today. Okay, what do you actually do with it? My app will be different than a regular chatbot. I can tell you why later. But also, if you connect my app to your Fitbit, your Aura Ring, it will tell you exactly at what time you had a drop or a spike in your heart rate. And ask you actual meaningful question of what happened today right before 4 p.m. Did you have a meeting, or what happened before your meeting? Why were you stressed? And then that's when you could really be honest with yourself and say, look, it's okay, my boss was on me, it was late, but it's not that, it's Julia, where she took my coffee mug. And then you could realize that you're building little resentments out of nowhere that will impact your life and impact others, such as your partner, your coworker, your kids. It could even be your child as a pregnant woman. You know, there's a lot of work I've done that a pregnant woman can communicate stress to the womb that she has. And that's where my app gets more relevant and more relevant when you dive into it. It's because it will allow you to understand the truth and to actually find peace or serenity right on the spot, right when you are honest with yourself, the app will tell you, okay, this is what's happening. Okay, why don't you breathe? Why don't you stop? Why don't you do something else to be more prepared so that doesn't happen, in a nutshell.
I love it because it shifts the paradigm. Instead of looking for things that make us happy, it identifies what we're doing to interfere with it. And all of these little clues and patterns allows us, as you said, to make better choices to stop interfering with the ease and get rid of or dissipate the dis-ease. How does it deal with sleep? Sleep is a third of our lives. It's a priority for me, and I'm sure it has great impact on our emotional status.
So you touched one of the main, the most important points. Sleep is actually the root. I don't want to say the root of everything, but this is the pillar to reset, to heal, to rebuild. And if you're deprived of sleep, if you don't sleep well, if you need a little extra to go do sleep, a little drink, a little something, that's when you actually numb the emotional overwhelm rather than processing it. So my app will also have, freemium, premium, depending on the membership, but we'll also have features such as binaural beats, meditation sounds, specific frequencies that will be adapted to your needs and will ultimately help you sleep because there are different types of meditation to go to sleep. There's also different types of breathing exercise. If you are about to go into an interview, there's a technique for breathing that will help you connect more, be more alert without the stress. If you want to go to sleep, there's another technique of sleeping, of breathing, sorry, that is not the same, will help you calm down. And there's many different techniques of breathing. If you ask a Navy SEAL right before a commando action or something, it's again another type of breathing because it's another stress than going in an interview, risking your life. Even if going in an interview feels like risking your life sometimes, it's still not the same.
Speaking of risking your life, you went from a nightclub, nightlife owner into this wellness tech entrepreneur. And so drinking and eating have great impact on our emotions as well. I know you and I experience through sobriety a greater awareness and elevated amount of awareness to health. What was that shift from nightlife owner to this well tech entrepreneur?
It's been a journey. It's been very interesting. My nightlife was in New York City as well. Whatever happens in New York City doesn't stay in New York City. The first thing that happened is sobriety for me. And I didn't even know I had a sort of problems, which was more an emotional problems rather than an actual substance problem. But I was using a little bit of, I'm French, my rosé wine, it can't hurt me, to actually medicate myself, which was actually a terrible idea because alcohol numbs the pain, it doesn't process it. So sobriety helps me with. That's when I started my journey. I already started my journey before because I had depressions and anxiety issues. And when I was on the top of the mountains, when I was an owner in New York City, I had my entries everywhere. I realized that I actually was not happy and I climbed the wrong mountain. Why? Because I didn't know myself. I wasn't happy. Some people were my true friends, but very small. When I started losing everything, I lost everybody around me, and it took a massive toll on me. So I really double down into therapists, psychiatrists, talking to people. And then I discovered different layers. I understood that I was neurodivergent. So what does it mean? I'm part of the spectrum. Then I understood, oh, this is why I don't pick up cues here and there. Okay, this is I have actually ADHD. Oh, this is why I can hyper focus in a thousand things at once, but I cannot see the obvious in front of myself. That's why I get overwhelmed by little things, and that's why I can manage crazy things at the same time, and which ultimately can lead to a burnout, leads to again misunderstandings. And then the more I dug, the more I realized that, oh, I got diagnosed with bipolar. Okay, this is why for 6 months I have an energy of three lions, and then the next 3 months, I actually have the energy of a banana, you know. And so I really dug into it. I have family who's part of the spectrum as well, so I started asking everybody. I have an aunt who's actually a medical doctor specializing immune system and neuro. It's too smart for me, but I asked so many questions to everybody. I went to psychiatric hospitals, and I talked to people, and this is when I started to write my book, Born in the Wrong Chair. And the more I was discovering myself, the more I discovered, and I realized that I had to forgive, to understand the story of my parents first. They came from trauma that they transmitted to me. It's called generational trauma. My parents are amazing, but nobody's perfect. And so I had to forgive, I had to understand them, I had to forgive them. Then I had to build a bridge. Then I had to accept the fact that I understand them to a certain degree, that they will never understand me in return. So how do I let go of this past and reset to be a beacon of serenity that I am today? I'm not a beacon of serenity, but I'm trying to get
You're on the
there.
journey, and
Yeah.
the Zolni and the Wrong Chair and Friends with an Attitude all are a culmination of this journey and experience of helping other people with your own personal experience and knowledge of creating ease. I am curious, as a last question, how does the boxing fit into it? What role did boxing, or does it still play in your life?
This is actually I would say the foundation, everything that holds it together, my ego. So in a good way, in a bad way, I'm 40 years old. I know you're about to say I look 20 years younger. I
Yeah,
know,
you do. You do.
maybe not 20. But
That's because you're next to me.
That's true. That's true. You're shining onto me. You know,
Thank
you're giving me your youth, you know. Thank you. And so I'm 40 years old. Exactly a year ago. Okay, so exactly a year and a half ago, I got let go. And then 6 months later, I had a stomach ulcer. Okay. I had plenty of different physical issues, and today I'm much better. And I decided to get back to boxing. I haven't boxed in 15 years, and I needed that. I lost
Well,
50 pounds. I lost 50 pounds in 6 months. I gained back a little bit, okay? That's you gotta edit that, okay? And this is something that was helping me to give me a goal that was attainable. Okay, today I need to go boxing and I need to handle one class of an hour or an hour and a half. Okay, I need to eat only specific things, and not binge eat everything I can in front of my favorite show. And every day another step, another challenge that were actually attainable. I fought twice this year, and the year is not even done. My first fight, I lost it. And I lost it with a big smile on because I was humble. I recognized all the efforts I've done. I realized that I don't need to feel like I'm a big shot. I don't need to feel I'm also a failure. It really mirrored me who I am. And I encourage everybody to find one passion. I'm not saying everybody go to boxing at 40 years old and plus and okay. I used to box when I was younger as well. That was really helping me and keeping myself under control. When I stopped boxing and I went into the nightlife, this is when all more my shortcomings came out. So I really encourage people to find a passion, whatever it is, golf, soccer, fishing, I don't care. You do one thing and you give a little challenge to yourself. Okay, I want to catch more fish this weekend. I want to be more accurate with my swing. I want whatever it is. And that will really be a guideline when you feel down or when you have an episode of big shotism as well to really keep you on the track and realize, okay, I'm just human. I'm normal. My stress is the stress of everybody. I'm not special. I'm not Superman. I don't need a self-pity party. And I can just reset. This is my little piece right now. I'm doing my own thing. It's making me happy. And that's just, my tracks, basically.
The journey of knowing, awareness, and action, which is also the practical framework and the three stages of awareness, in which our dear friend, the entrepreneur and the impactful philosopher, Fabian Ogier, French with an Attitude. Check out Zulny, check out The Wrong Chair, check him out, and I promise you, he will impact and change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. Thank you so much, Fabian, for joining me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.